and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
There are effective solutions to a number of health problems, from acne to thyroid. There are amazing combinations of medical and nutritional solutions. Welcome to Ask Lorna Live with host Lorna Vanderhaeg. Our program is a frank, lively discussion that can help you feel fit and fabulous. Now here's your host, Lorna Vanderhaeg.
Hello, you're listening to Ask Lorna Live on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, and I'm Lorna Vanderhaeg, the host of your show. Today is my first show on the Voice America Network, and over the next 12 weeks, we'll be finding solutions to your hormone problems. I'm going to start off this season looking at where our hormones come from, common conditions that are associated with unbalanced hormones, and how our thyroid and adrenals play a major role in hormone balancing. I welcome your questions, and you can call toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. And remember to tune in again and listen to the show at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or tomorrow, you can listen to it on the podcast. When we look at hormone sources, our doctors and also the drug companies have spent a lot of time and money teaching women that the sole source of hormones in their body is the ovaries. And of course, does that make any sense to you, considering that we're supposed to live to be about 100 years old and the average age of menopause is 52, when our ovaries take a much needed rest? So we have lots of other backup hormone systems in the body. And thankfully, all of our hormones in both men and women are made from cholesterol, things like progesterone, estrogen, DHEA, testosterone, cortisol. And so although cholesterol gets a really bad rap, we have to have adequate amounts of cholesterol in order to make our male and female hormones. Also, new research is showing that cholesterol-lowering drugs may actually be disrupting hormones, particularly raising estradiol levels in women to scary levels and increasing a woman's risk of breast cancer. So if you're a woman listening right now and you're on any of the cholesterol-lowering medications, you will want to go to my website at hormonehelp.com. So that's the word hormone and the word help, H-E-L-P.com. And go under the book button and read my free book, Your 30-Day Heart Smart Solution, so that we can get you off of those cholesterol-lowering drugs and reduce your risk of hormone dysfunction. Our backup hormone system is the adrenal glands. And, you know, we look at women and some women hit menopause and they have virtually no symptoms of menopause. And really, truly, what makes the difference between the woman who has no symptoms at menopause and the woman who's suffering with hot flashes and mood swings and anxiety and night sweats and insomnia? And the difference really comes down to her adrenal glands. And our adrenals are two little glands that sit on the top of our kidneys, and they are literally our backup hormone system. So when you go through menopause and your ovaries take a much needed rest, or if you happen to have a hysterectomy and have your ovaries removed, your adrenals are going to kick in and make cortisol, DHEA, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and they're literally going to be your backup hormone system. So we better love those adrenal glands when we're younger because they are going to make our hormones for us when we need them. The thyroid is also a very big contributing factor to hormone balance, and low thyroid is an epidemic today. We have about 23% of the North American population already taking thyroid medication, and we have another 30% of people walking around with low thyroid that have yet to be diagnosed. And when we look at the thyroid, it's literally the master conductor of all of our hormones. It focuses on everything from your heartbeat, to how quickly food moves through your system, whether you're going to be happy, sad. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about thyroid during the show because it's so important. The liver is also involved in hormone function. Your liver is involved in detoxification of hormones when they get too high. Your liver is also involved in determining whether or not your hormones are going to stay as one hormone or convert to another one. For example, your liver decides if your healthy estrogen is going to become cancer-causing estrogen, and your liver also decides if your progesterone is going to convert into testosterone or if your progesterone is going to convert into estrogen. So if you're drinking a bit too much red wine or popping too many Advils, your liver may not be doing the job it needs to do in order to detoxify your hormones. The gut is everything from your mouth to your butt. And your digestive tract is involved in the conversion of hormones and also the detoxification of hormones. And so we have to have a healthy digestive system. And if you've got gas, burping, bloating, constipation, or diarrhea, you'll have hormone upset. Probably the most dangerous hormone factories in the body are your fat cells. And your fat cells are making lots and lots of estrogen. The reason why the cancer societies tell women to get thin is because of the fact that our fat cells are making too much estrogen and increasing our risk of estrogen receptor positive breast cancers. The ovaries, which is what we've been told as women are the sole source of hormones in the body, are relegated to the bottom of the list because in every single woman, our ovaries are going to take a much needed rest at menopause and those adrenals are going to kick in and make our hormones for us. The interesting thing about the ovaries, though, is they have little receptors on them for thyroid hormone. And so if you have low thyroid, you often will have hormone problems. I just received an email from Mary, and she's asking me a question about low thyroid. She says that she has had a thyroid test, and her doctor says her thyroid is normal. And that brings me to a really important point. So when we look at how do we know if our thyroid is out of balance? That's where the blood tests come into play. And most doctors will do a standard thyroid stimulating hormone test called a TSH. And the range of normal for a TSH is often too broad, depending on which state or province you live in. In Canada, the range of normal is 0.5 to 5.5. And in order to be diagnosed with low thyroid, you would have to be above 5.5. But we know that anyone who has a TSH above 2 or 2.5 will start to have the symptoms of low thyroid, which include things like weight gain, hair loss, a third of your eyebrows have disappeared and you know you didn't pluck them out, constipation, low mood, freezing cold all the time, you've got no sex drive. In many of the U.S. states, the range of normal for a TSH is about 0.5 to 2.5. And our doctors won't give us prescription medication until our TSH is quite high. The unfortunate problem with that is that by the time your TSH is high, you've packed on a lot of weight, you can't lose weight, and we need to get that thyroid back into balance. So in the case of Mary, who has the situation with her thyroid test coming up abnormal, what we would do for you is first, we don't want you to eat soy foods because soy blocks the uptake of thyroid hormone and completely disrupts our hormones anyway. So no soy products. We want to make sure that if you are drinking fluoridated water that you get yourself a water filter because fluoride blocks thyroid hormone as well. And you can go and look up on the internet at the website and read my free book, An A to Z Woman's Guide to Vibrant Health, or An A to Z Woman's Guide to Vibrant Health, and look up low thyroid for the solutions that you can use there. One of the products that I recommend often for low thyroid is ThyroSmart, which is a combination of ashwagandha as well as Kamaphora, Google's. And this particular combination with potassium iodide is used to get your T4 thyroid hormone functioning better. So increasing T4, improving the conversion of T4 to T3, as well as bringing the TSH back down, which is what we want to have happen. So take a look at ThyroSmart and read the information in the A to Z Women's Guide to Vibrant Health on the website at hormonehelp.com. I want to talk about thyroid at length, because it truly is a big problem for most women. And when we look at the thyroid, and men as well, when we look at the thyroid, it is so involved in all the body systems. I think our doctors have forgotten that low thyroid is the leading cause of depression in women today. And so if you are feeling depressed or have low moods, please go and get your thyroid checked and ask for that number, because you want your TSH to be below 2. Your thyroid is also involved in your heartbeat. So it determines how quickly your heart's going to beat, what your blood pressure is going to be at. Your thyroid is involved in how quickly food moves through your system. So often, if you have low thyroid, you get terribly constipated. The thyroid and the liver are connected, so we get increased cholesterol, particularly LDL, the bad cholesterol, or the lousy cholesterol as well. Your thyroid is involved in whether or not you're going to be able to get pregnant and stay pregnant. So decreased fertility is another problem that we see in people who have low thyroid. So it's a very, very important, if you're trying to have a baby, that you make sure that TSH is below 2. So the thyroid, when we look at the symptoms of low thyroid, which one thing I want to tell you is that symptoms tell us everything. So when we're talking about how to find out if your hormones are out of balance, we need to look at symptoms. Things like feeling tired, constipation, loss of interest, dry, coarse hair, a third of your eyebrows are gone and you know you didn't pluck them out, irregular heartbeat. You know, you're feeling that heartbeat in your throat. You're freezing cold all the time. You've packed on weight and you cannot lose it no matter what you do. Heavy periods, recurring miscarriages, and the never-ending menopause. So if you're that woman who's still getting hot flashes and night sweats and you're 10 years past your period stopping, it could very well be that your thyroid is out of balance. So we want to have a TSH test. That's important. We want to know the number. It has to be below 2. And if your TSH is above 2 but not bad enough to get thyroid medication, then you want to look at using ThyroSmart, which contains ashwagandha, camphora, potassium iodide, and tyrosine. And you would take 2 capsules at breakfast to get your thyroid functioning properly again. Make sure you also have protein at breakfast, and make sure you eat breakfast. Avoid fluoride in any capacity, whether it's in toothpaste or water. And the great news about ThyroSmart, you can also take it along with your thyroid medication. And so when we look at people on thyroid medication, often what we find is that initially when they went on the drugs, they felt pretty good. But over time, they notice that their symptoms come back. Often our physician will just increase the dose of thyroid medication, which is not the best scenario, because too much thyroid medication can also lead to osteoporosis. So in this case, you take your thyroid medication first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, and then you would take 2 capsules of the ThyroSmart containing the ashwagandha, the camphora, potassium iodide, and tyrosine to get your thyroid back into balance. Again, avoid soy foods. I think soy is probably one of the things that we've introduced into our diet that's truly creating a lot of problems with the thyroid. Make sure your TSH is above two, is below 2, and if it's above 2, you definitely want to be looking at improving thyroid function, because the thyroid is so important for hormone balance. We're going to take a break now, and if you're looking to call and ask a question, you can call our toll-free number at 1-866-472-5792.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
Every weekend, take some time out of your schedule for New Reflections featuring Dr. Adam Rubenstein. It's a show about all things aesthetic, from skincare to plastic surgery, health and beauty. You'll learn about the aesthetic products and procedures to embrace or avoid. Each show will feature live, virtual, interactive consultations that you'll be able to follow along with and featured guests from the world of beauty and aesthetics. Listen Saturdays at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, for New Reflections with Dr. Adam Rubenstein on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at HormoneHelp.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back again, and now we're going to talk about the adrenals. We talked about the thyroid in the first segment, so you might want to listen to the podcast on the network tomorrow if you've missed the first segment. The thyroid and the adrenals are directly linked. So our adrenal glands, as we discussed at the beginning of the show, sit on top of our kidneys, and they're really your backup hormone system. So they are what makes your hormones when your ovaries take a needed rest at menopause. And so we have to have healthy functioning adrenals because they're going to make estrogen, progesterone, DHEA, testosterone. The adrenals also help us deal with stress. So I think today a lot of us are under so much stress. We're working full time. We're looking after our children. We're doing laundry at 10 o'clock at night. We're trying to keep our house clean. I think women are adrenally exhausted very, very early. And as such, when we finally do hit menopause and those ovaries take a rest, our adrenals are not kicking in and making our hormones for us. And as such, we have very, very severe menopause symptoms. So the adrenals are involved in helping us deal with stress. They also make other hormones. There's a direct connection between the adrenals and the thyroid. When we're under a lot of stress, our adrenals can become exhausted, and then our thyroid goes low. We can often bring the adrenals back into balance, but the thyroid will stay low. And so it's very important to understand that because they're so connected, that having too much stress in our life and not being able to deal with that stress really causes hormone disruption. The symptoms of adrenal exhaustion include difficulty handling stress. So little things bug you. All of a sudden, you know, the tiny things in life become big issues. So difficulty handling stress, insomnia where you fall asleep fine, but you wake up several hours later and can't fall back to sleep. You just have no energy. You've got salt cravings. You would far rather have the salt shaker than the popcorn. You also are craving caffeine. So you need coffee and tea to get you going in the morning, coffee and tea in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, you feel that big slump where all of a sudden you're just looking for the bag of cookies and the coffee to keep you going for the rest of the day. Crying jags. All of a sudden you're teary-eyed and you just don't know why. Panic attacks and belly fat weight gain. One of the big things associated with too much stress in your life is gaining weight. So it always shocks people, you know, I'm stressed to the max. I'm really not eating, but I'm still gaining weight. And we will do a show dedicated entirely to weight loss because it's such a big problem. But the adrenals are so important to hormone balance that we really have to understand the symptoms of adrenal exhaustion, which include insomnia where you fall asleep fine but wake up several hours later, difficulty handling stress, salt and stimulant cravings. Inflammation is another one. You know, you're 35 and you get out of a chair and everything hurts. Feels like you've got a lot of inflammation around the joints. This is another symptom of adrenal exhaustion. Also, we see alcohol intolerance. You know, you used to be able to have a glass of wine and now you find that you get drunk very, very quickly on a tiny bit of alcohol. Alcohol intolerance is also a sign of adrenal exhaustion. And so, what do we do for adrenal exhaustion? And the first thing we do is get adequate rest. And of course, that's a challenge, especially if you have the associated insomnia with adrenal exhaustion. So getting adequate rest, reducing your workload. I can tell you that your children probably won't remember a lot of what you did when they get older. So, you know, staying all up all night to make Halloween costumes and cookies for the grade two class, your child probably won't remember that. So all of the stress that we put ourselves under is creating a problem for our adrenal glands. So difficulty handling stress, we need to reduce our stress load. One of the things that works exceptionally well is deep breathing exercises. So you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, and do this throughout the day while you're at your desk at work, when you're sitting in the car, because we truly want to find better ways to be able to handle the stress in our life. As well, eat great food. And when we talk about hormone balancing, we've truly got to start eating good, clean sources of protein. So organic, free range, and wild whenever you can. And lots of dark colored vegetables. Vegetables are our healing food, and they do make a huge difference in hormone balancing, especially the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, and kale. So we want to eat more of those dark-colored vegetables along with good, clean sources of protein. And women often ask me, you know, how much protein is enough? So I suggest that you eat a piece of protein about the size of the palm of your hand at every meal, and that'll really give you a good idea as to how much protein you should be consuming every day. You want good, healthy fats, extra virgin olive oil, organic coconut butter. Those are the kinds of fats that you should be eating for optimal health. And so stress reduction in the form of deep breathing, start saying no. You know, we don't have to do as much as we're doing in our life every day. So find some balance. Get lots of rest so that the adrenal glands have a chance to recover. Most of us aren't going to do that. What I found is that we're in a very fast-paced lifestyle. We work, we're looking after kids and family. And so we do have adrenal support nutrients that are so important for getting the adrenals back into balance. One of them is called rhodiola, which is a fantastic herb for reducing the effects of stress. Another herb that's so great for the adrenal glands is suma. And suma literally means for everything. It's a restorative tonic. It's especially great for fatigue. It's also used for hormonal disorders. And so a really good adrenal support nutrient will have suma in it as well. Shisandra berries are also used to support the adrenals because they help with nervousness, fatigue, and insomnia. And good old ashwagandha, which we talked about in the first segment for low thyroid, is also important to help us deal with stress. And ashwagandha, my favorite form of ashwagandha, is called Sensoril. And in all of my nutritional supplement formulas, I always use that form of ashwagandha because they have excellent clinical research. It's been researched as a powerful anti-stress herb. It also gives us overall health and energy. And it also supports the thyroid. So a really good adrenal formula will contain rhodiola, suma, shisandra berries, and ashwagandha. And I would take this around lunchtime. The best time of the day to support the adrenal glands is around noon or 3 o'clock when we start to have that dip in our energy. So if we're looking at how to reduce stress in our life, it comes down to first, saying no, eating fantastic foods. And when we talk about nutrition, and I often tell people that the first thing we need to do is look at the food that we eat. It's probably the hardest thing for us to change because our mothers taught us how to eat. We find comfort in the foods that we grew up in. But today, we're suffering so dramatically because of the foods that we eat. We're eating too many of the white foods. So when we look at a healthy, optimal diet, get rid of those white foods. And when I talk about white foods, I mean white rice, white sugar, white flour, white pasta, white potatoes. It doesn't mean you have to avoid those foods altogether. It means that instead of eating white pasta, why not buy whole grain pastas? White rice, eliminate white rice and replace it with dark brown colored rice, wild rice, Thai rice, all of the different kinds of rice out there, so that we can get more nutritional value. Eat yams and sweet potatoes instead of white potatoes. We truly have to do this because our poor adrenals are truly suffering, and as a result, it's causing serious disruption in our hormones. If we look at cortisol, which is our stress hormone produced by the adrenal glands, when cortisol levels go up, it causes our estrogen levels to go up and our progesterone to decline. So a lot of the stress we're under can cause serious hormone disruption in the form of estrogen dominance. And I'm going to talk a little bit about estrogen dominance now because it also is creating conditions such as endometriosis, uterine fibroids, period problems, PMS. And before I go into that, though, I've received an email from Alice, and she's talking about that she has a type of insomnia where she falls asleep just fine, but she wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning and lies there wide awake till 3 or 4, where she crashes back to sleep, and she wakes up every day completely exhausted. This is a classic sign of adrenal exhaustion. Any woman who has the type of insomnia where she falls asleep fine but wakes up several hours later, she has adrenal exhaustion. And we need to really focus on treating insomnia because new research that's just come out has told us that, especially in women who have chronic insomnia, they're at much higher risk of developing things like Alzheimer's dementia. Women who have chronic insomnia also get high blood pressure. And so we have to get back to sleep. And when we look at the type of insomnia that Alice has, we want to treat her adrenals. So what we do in regards to that is we give her adrenal support nutrients. And I would take 2 capsules of AdrenaSmart, which is a formula that contains rhodiola, suma, ashwagandha, as well as the Shisandra berry. And I would take 2 capsules at lunchtime. That's the reason why we treat nighttime insomnia, where you fall asleep fine and wake up several hours later. The reason why we treat it in the middle of the day is because we're trying to get our adrenals to have the cortisol levels in the evening drop. And as a result, lower that cortisol so that you can sleep in the middle of the night. The second form of insomnia that a lot of people develop is caused by not enough melatonin. And that's because at night when we fall asleep, our bedrooms are not pitch black. We have to have a pitch black bedroom in order to produce melatonin and have it secreted properly. And melatonin is literally your sleep hormone. And so you want to make sure your bedroom is pitch black. No night lights on, no hall light on, no bathroom light on, so you can find your way to the bathroom in the middle of the night. If you have street lights streaming in your bedroom window, you want to get nice dark curtains to block that out. And don't turn the TV on when you go to bed. This is one of the worst things we do for good sleep. As well, many people, when they go to bed at night, their insomnia is associated with magnesium deficiency, and they have restless legs. They have twitchy eyelids. They've got all kinds of muscle pain, and they just feel like bugs are crawling on them, and they can't get that rest that they need. So you may need magnesium. Unfortunately, most of the magnesium supplements that are sold are truly laxatives. They're not designed to get into the cell. So one of the magnesium supplements I like is magnesium bisglycinate, which actually gets into the cell and helps us have this deep, restful sleep. So melatonin is a very safe hormone that we can use to put us to sleep and keep us asleep. And it's so safe that they've actually done research in children using high doses of melatonin for kids that have autism and Down syndrome and real serious sleep disorders where they can't sleep at night. If you take melatonin, you will never become addicted to it, and your body will still continue to produce melatonin. So as a result, when we look at treating insomnia for Alice, she wants to look at taking adrenal support nutrients around lunchtime or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, melatonin at bedtime, and also some magnesium bisglycinate. Women should not work out at night. This is one of the worst times to work out because it causes your cortisol levels to elevate in the evening. And you also do not want to have caffeine after lunch. That's very important. We want to have our coffee in the morning and not in the afternoon so that we can have deep, restful sleep at night. I hope that answers your question, Alice. And we need to get you to sleep because insomnia can lead to more serious conditions. And we're going to take a break now. And after the break, we're going to talk about estrogen-dominant conditions.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
It's a beautiful day.
Do you look your best? Do you feel your best? While everybody ages, why does it seem to show more in some people than others? It could have to do with what's inside and how it affects you outside. Tune in to Health and Beauty for Life with Dr. Tang and Alexandra. Their training in medicine and nutrition brings proven results with their patients, and now they're ready to bring that knowledge to you. We'll answer your questions and explore innovations in technology and medicine to keep you looking and feeling your best. Tune in Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetin found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehelp.com. Now, back to the show.
Well, and before the break, we talked about adrenal exhaustion, and I mentioned that when you have exhausted adrenal glands, your cortisol levels can go up initially. And one of the things that happens when we have chronic cortisol secretion, this is our stress hormone cortisol. As a result of that, our estrogen levels go very, very high, which can create all kinds of very common hormone problems like heavy periods, endometriosis, uterine fibroids, ovarian cysts, breast lumps. And so I want to talk a little bit about estrogen dominance. And before I do that, I want to tell you what a normal period should be. One of the earliest warning signs that our hormones are out of balance is period problems. And most women don't know what a normal cycle is because we simply have never had a normal cycle. And so as a result, we're unaware what a normal cycle should be happening. So when we look at our menstrual cycle, it should be showing up, our period should be showing up every 21 days, every 24 days, every 28 days, maybe every 30 days. And it does that regularly every single month. We call that a regular period. With the days of the cycle, we count them. So day one is the first day of bleeding. And in the first half of the menstrual cycle, estrogen rises. And estrogen's job is to make your uterine lining nice and thick and juicy. So if an egg gets in there during ovulation, it has somewhere to live for the next 9 months. And most women ovulate between day 10 and day 15. So this means that when you ovulate, you pop out an egg and you can get pregnant between those days. In the second half of the cycle, progesterone rises. And if you actually got pregnant, progesterone would rise dramatically. And progesterone's job is to keep you pregnant. If you didn't get pregnant, then progesterone levels will drop, and that will signal the uterine lining to slough off, and you'll have another period. In the women that have terrible hormonal migraines, what's going on with them is their progesterone falls too far too fast, and as a result, they develop these horrible migraines. In that case, we can give women bioidentical natural progesterone, or we can give them Chase 3 Berry or Vitex in order to enhance progesterone levels naturally. What about the women who are developing heavy periods? And heavy periods are very, very common today. It's the leading reason for hysterectomy. And we have the highest rates of hysterectomy in the world here in North America. And the reason why women are developing heavy periods is because in the first half of the cycle, estrogen rises. And as I said, estrogen's job is to make your uterine lining thicker. And so if estrogen keeps rising and progesterone doesn't kick in, what we see happening is the lining gets thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker. And as a result, what happens is when you have a period, you have these terrible heavy flooding periods, that within two of those heavy flooding periods, you become terribly anemic. And the sad fact of it all is that the more anemic you become, the more you bleed and the more anemic you become. So it can become a big issue, and it's associated with too much estrogen in relationship to your other hormones. When we're talking about estrogen, we think about the body producing estrogen, but we also have estrogen in the environment, things like pesticides, herbicides, dark hair dyes, parabens found in cosmetics, plastics, farmed fish are another source of estrogenic chemicals. All the plastics, we heard about the BPA in the baby bottles, as well as coffee raising estrogen levels, alcohol raises estrogen levels, and soy products are probably the worst in regards to raising estradiol levels. We've found that when people consume soy, that when they drink 1 8-ounce glass of soy milk, a new research study found their estradiol went up 380%. So combining estrogens that are produced with the body with environmental estrogens can lead to a lot of the estrogen-dominant conditions. We have a caller, Sandra, calling in. I'd like to take Sandra's call.
Hi, good morning, Lorna.
Good morning. Do you have a question?
Sandra calling from Paris.
Oh, nice. Nice to meet you.
You too. I'm 44 years old, and I have heavy periods, and they last to 5 to 7 days.
Well, heavy periods are caused by too much estrogen. So we want to get your estrogen levels back into balance. And we can do that quite quickly using some key nutrients, things like indole-3-carbinol, DIM, D-glucarate. These nutrients, what they do is they get your estrogen levels to come back into the normal range, which allows your progesterone to go up. You can find these nutrients in EstraSmart. I suggest you start taking 4 capsules a day to get those periods back into balance. As well, on the first day of super, super heavy bleeding, what you'd like to do as well is take 20 drops of Shepherd's Purse tincture. And you take this tincture every couple of hours while you're awake to get those periods to calm down. And when we look at period problems in general, we also want to make sure that we're not exposed to too many estrogens in our environment. So look at finding better cosmetics that don't contain parabens. Look for the words methylparaben, propylparaben. So if your shampoos, conditioners, skin creams contain parabens, then you definitely want to get those, look for natural cosmetics that you can use. So the first thing is take 4 capsules of EstraSmart per day to get those periods to calm down so they're not so heavy. Then the second thing is, on the first day of bleeding, take 20 drops of Shepherd's Purse tincture every couple of hours while you're awake. And then the next thing is to look at estrogens in your environment. Avoid all soy products. And another thing you want to make sure that you don't take is maca. A lot of women are taking maca supplements today, and maca was heavily researched in men. It's really a male nutrient. And one of the problems with maca, in the rat studies, they discovered that maca can actually make your uterine lining super heavy and thick. The rats actually ended up dragging their butts around the cage because their uterus got so large. So if you're using maca, I suggest you stop using that right away. Eat lots of cruciferous vegetables and take those nutrients, and your period should get under control quite quickly. Hopefully that helps.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And back to estrogen dominance, when we look at the fact that we're exposed to so much estrogen, and period problems are a very serious concern. We have so many women that have heavy periods today. They could be caused by uterine fibroids, endometriosis, a polyps are another one. And so I suggest that you also, if you've got any of those problems, you go and you have an ultrasound. And the reason we want to have an ultrasound is to rule out that there's any abnormal cell growth happening in the uterus. So when we have too much estrogen in relationship to other hormones, this is always kind of surprising to women because our doctors have pretty much taught us that we're estrogen deficient. The only people who need estrogen supplementation would be those that had thinning of the vaginal wall, vaginal dryness, urinary incontinence, recurring urinary tract infections, as well as painful intercourse, prolapsed uterus, and prolapsed bladder. And in the case of those women, we would give them estrogen in the form of a cream that we insert in the vagina. And the only safe estrogen that we would use is called estriol. And estriol is the estrogen produced by your body when you're pregnant to protect your baby against all the bad estrogens. And estriol is so safe, they've actually studied estriol for the treatment of wrinkles and to reverse those black whiskers that some women grow on their chin and their upper lip. So estriol is the only safe estrogen, and we use that for women who have urinary incontinence, vaginal dryness, thinning of the vaginal wall, prolapsed uterus, prolapsed bladder, and painful intercourse. And then we would use it in the form of a cream. I have a great book out called A Smart Woman's Guide to Hormones. And this book has all of the prescriptions for the bioidentical hormones so that we can help our doctors write us those prescriptions and have the proper compounded bioidentical hormone made up for us. When we have too much estrogen, which is another concern, our thyroid goes low. So we develop low thyroid. And they actually learned this when they were giving women estrogen replacement therapy in the form of oral estrogens when you swallow them. And they discovered that within 18 months of a woman being on oral estrogen, often her thyroid would go low. So we know that estrogen blocks the uptake of thyroid hormone, and we have this epidemic of low thyroid, so we definitely don't want that to happen. When we have too much estrogen, our progesterone is reduced. Cells grow out of control. It also encourages weight gain. And women know this. You know, we turn 40 and we enter perimenopause, and all of a sudden we start losing our waist and we develop this belly fat around the middle, and we get this weight gain. Heavy periods are another sign of too much estrogen, fibrocystic lumpy breasts as well, acne, ovarian cysts, migraine headaches, as well as endometriosis, uterine fibroids, polyps, PMS, and period problems. So a lot of the conditions that women are suffering with have more to do with too much estrogen and not enough progesterone. And when Sandra called in with the heavy periods, I recommended that she take EstraSmart, which contains indole-3-carbinol, DIM, D-glucarate, as well as sulforaphane, green tea extract, rosemary. And this formula works to put our estrogen back into its normal range and to stop abnormal cell growth. When we look at things like fibroids and polyps and ovarian cysts and breast lumps, they are all cells that are abnormal. They may never develop into cancer, but they're cells that have grown out of control in places that they shouldn't. EstraSmart puts those back into their normal stage, so shrinking fibroids. EstraSmart works beautifully to shrink uterine fibroids, also to halt the growth of ovarian cysts. Breast lumps disappear, and as well as endometriosis goes into remission. That's simply because we're getting our estrogen to progesterone ratio back into balance and halting all that abnormal cell growth. EstraSmart is also for women who are taking the birth control pill or who are on hormone replacement therapy. And the reason for that is when you take the birth control pill, you produce a lot of a very dangerous form of estrogen called 16-hydroxyestrone. And women swallowing oral estrogens also produce a lot of that 16-hydroxyestrone as well. So when we take something like EstroSmart that contains indole-3-carbinol, DIM, and D-glucarate, we're able to stop the production of that dangerous estrogen called 16-hydroxyestrone. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about HPV, abnormal pap smears, uterine fibroids, as well as PMS and a lot of the conditions that women suffer during perimenopause.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehealth.com. Now, back to the show.
And before the break, we were talking about conditions that are classified as estrogen-dominant conditions, meaning too much estrogen in relationship to our progesterone levels. And these include things like fibrocystic lumpy breasts, acne, ovarian cysts, fibroids, endometriosis, period problems, PMS, as well as weight gain, which is another one, especially that belly fat. When we have too much estrogen, we develop that belly fat and we just can't budge it. Sort of goes hand in hand with the low thyroid as well. I want to talk a bit about acne because it's a very big problem with teenagers. We also see a lot of acne in perimenopausal women as well. So I want to talk about how hormonal acne develops. And what happens is when a young woman goes to ovulate, because of all these environmental hormones I've been talking about, because of the diet that we're consuming, what happens is she's not secreting the egg properly. And when that happens, it gets stuck, for lack of a better word. And then the body sends out tons of male hormones, testosterone, DHEA, and as a result, we develop acne. Our medical doctor's solution for acne today is the birth control pill. And unfortunately, we're using the birth control pill for everything except for what it was originally designed to be used for, which was contraception or not to have a baby. What happens when we when we go on the birth control pill is it stops you from ovulating entirely, and that's why the acne tends to go away. The problem with that when we give the birth control pill to teenagers is this is when their body is just learning how to develop, learning how to ovulate properly every month. And what we're seeing is 14-year-olds and 15-year-olds being put on the birth control pill to treat acne. They're not coming off the pill until their early 30s. They haven't ovulated in 14 years, 16 years. And as a result, what happens is they can't get pregnant. Their ovulation doesn't return automatically. And we today have 1 in 6 women that are infertile. And I think a lot of this has to do with the fact that we're going on the birth control pill for a decade and starting it too young when our bodies are just learning how to ovulate. So I'm not really a fan of the birth control pill, and you'll learn that over the next weeks in regards to treating hormonal problems. But back to acne. So what happens is the reason why we're developing hormonal acne is because when we go to ovulate, we're not ovulating properly, and instead we send out lots of male hormones that cause acne. We see this in teenagers. We also see it again in perimenopausal women. That's the women who are in their 40s heading towards menopause. And what's happening there is that we may have 1 month where we ovulate, another month where we don't. Maybe we ovulate twice in a month. And this can create more male hormones being produced. And as a result, here we are 47 using the acne medication around the wrinkle creams, which I always think is so unfair. So how do we treat acne? I talked about EstraSmart in the first segment, and in the third segment when we were talking about heavy periods that this one woman called in about, when Sandra called in about. And so EstraSmart is used to get you ovulating properly again. As a result, if you have really severe acne, you could take 4 or 6 capsules a day containing the indole-3-carbinol, the DIM, the D-glucarate, the green tea extract. And you would take that so that we can get your ovulation organized. Within 2 menstrual cycles, the acne disappears. We use this as well, EstraSmart, for women in perimenopause to ensure that they ovulate right up until the time that their periods just stop, which is what we call menopause. So in this particular case, for anyone who's suffering with acne, we also want to make sure that you have healthy, proper bowel movements, because we want to move all that waste out of the body as quickly as we can, and take the EstraSmart every single day. Some women think they should be stopping it during their period, but that's when you need it the most. Most women develop hormonal acne around ovulation. That's when they tend to see it get worse. It may get a little bit better just as soon as the period stops, and then it comes right back again. Boys also get acne, and the reason why they're developing acne is because their testosterone levels get super, super high, and that's what causes the terrible acne. And EstraSmart also works in those boys as well. Food is important. Don't drink brown soda pops, because they contain ingredients that cause terrible cystic acne. So you want to avoid sodas at all costs. Lots of veggies as well, and good healthy foods to get that skin looking better. Other estrogen dominant conditions that people can also develop are things such as fibrocystic painful breasts. And I received an email message from a woman who has had terrible problem with fibrocystic lumpy breasts. And although these fibrocystic breast lumps may never develop into cancer, unfortunately what happens is you end up with lots of mammograms to evaluate those lumps in the breast. And this particular woman is 48, and she has now had 5 mammograms in the last 18 months to check out the lumps that she has in her breast. That's a problem, because then you get exposed to more X-ray, which can cause more DNA damage, which I feel could increase a woman's risk of further breast cancer later on. So if you're developing fibrocystic breasts, again, this is an estrogen-dominant condition, meaning you have too much estrogen in relationship to your progesterone. One of the treatments that used to be used for fibrocystic breasts years and years ago was topical iodine. And you would paint a 0.5% solution of iodine onto the area on the breast where the lumps were. It actually worked quite well to get rid of those fibrocystic breast lumps. As a result, I really feel that women should be looking at their thyroid also, because we see heavy periods and breast lumps in women who have low thyroid, and because of the increased levels of estrogen also. So make sure your TSH is below 2, that your thyroid is in balance. And back to the breast lumps, the ingredients that I was talking about, indole-3-carbinol, DIM, D-glucarate, green tea extract, rosemary, these ingredients have been researched to shrink those lumps in the breast and stop them from coming back. It's really what we want to have happen. I really recommend you go up to my website at hormonehelp.com, because I have a lot of free books there, and one of them, the A to Z Women's Guide to Vibrant Health, looks at the top female health conditions. In particular, fibrocystic lumpy breasts are also evaluated there in the book with all of the treatment recommendations that we give for women. It talks about everything from acne to endometriosis to fibroids to breast lumps to cervical dysplasia. And I wanted to touch on cervical dysplasia before the show ends. If you're getting abnormal pap smears, this is because you have abnormal cervical cells. They can be caused by the human papillomavirus. And today we have a lot of promotion going on for women to use the HPV vaccine. I'm not really a fan of that vaccine simply because they didn't research it in women under the age of 18, and we're using the vaccine today in very, very young girls whose bodies are still developing. Indole-3 carbinol has actually been researched to reverse abnormal pap smears, and you have to take a dose of 200 milligrams per day. And within 6 months in the clinical studies, 50% of the women had a perfectly normal, healthy pink cervix. And so one of the ingredients in EstraSmart, of course, is Indole-3 carbinol, and the dose is 200 milligrams or higher back in. Estrogen dominance is a very big problem today because our environment is loaded with estrogens. We're under so much stress, so we're producing too much estrogen. And so we have to look at ways of eating better foods and eliminating estrogens from our environment as well in order to have healthy, balanced hormones. We want to feel great. We want to keep our uterus. We want to get these female conditions back into balance so that we're not developing fibroids and polyps and breast lumps and ovarian cysts and acne. And when we look at all of these hormone conditions that we talked about today, the underlying theme is your hormones are powerful messengers. They tell thousands of things what to do. And the great news is we can solve our hormone problems easily simply by changing our diet, eating better foods, more vegetables. And I know that's a boring comment, vegetables, 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 but they truly are our hormone balancing foods. So looking at all of the estrogen dominant conditions, which I think are much more problematic than menopause, although we hear a lot about menopause. Thank you very much. It's been a great show today.
Thanks for listening to Ask Lorna Live. Please join us again next Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Wealth.
I feel nice, a sugar and spice.